AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. So we got your Florida legislative update that we do, you know, every day during this time during the legislative session. But we also have our jobs report that we'd like to start off with as well. So I'll get to that in a second. But first, let's get to your top three stories. So top three stories here is Biden could announce his 2024 re-election campaign as early as Tuesday, according to White House aides. Which, look, he had said before, I mean, I'm not that surprised by it, even though it's like this guy clearly has some sort of dementia or something that he's battling. But I wasn't surprised by it because he said, if Trump runs, I'm going to run. Like, he feels like he ran last time as a guy to block Trump. And now he said if Trump runs again, he's going to run just to try to stop Trump. So now Trump's running to stop Biden. It's like, I'm just running to stop Biden. And Biden's like, I'm running to stop Trump. And it's like, how about both of you guys not run? How's that sound? Just saying. All right. Larry Elder, the radio host, has gone ahead and announced his campaign for president under the Republican ticket. And finally, White House officials are at the center of the Hunter Biden probe with as it pertains to IRS and things like that. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Jobs report here for you. The unemployment numbers fell again this past week. So we had about 3 weeks ago, maybe about 2 weeks ago, an uptick in new filings for unemployment and an uptick in continued unemployment. But since then, it's been falling for the past couple of weeks. So that's good news. So we had about 7,000 fewer new filings for unemployment this past week compared to the previous week, and only about 2,800 fewer people on continued unemployment. Now, here in the state of Florida, we dropped about 1,000 individuals as far as new filings for unemployment compared to last week, and about 3,000 total. So we're down to 32,000 residents who are on unemployment in the state of Florida. Alabama also had declines as well. So overall, pretty good week for new filings for unemployment and for continued unemployment. And overall with that, there is let me hit the Florida legislative update just briefly here. So there is a bill that was going to close a loophole to prevent human trafficking at hotels. And basically the legislature they've been trying to pass bills over the past couple of years, more and more pertaining to human trafficking. But this one right here, it didn't even get a hearing, not even a hearing pertaining to this one. And which is kind of surprised considering how much they have done in the past, but not even a hearing on that one. Then a House panel is still debating the new film tax breaks. There's been discussion about that over the last couple of years, whether we should increase the film tax breaks and things like that. And apparently, more and more filmmakers are going to places like Georgia and North Carolina, and they're trying to use their beaches as scenes for. I remember one of the most egregious things I've seen in the past few years was when that latest Godzilla versus Kong came out, whatever that one, that last Godzilla one. And it was set, half of the movie was set in Pensacola, yet they filmed it in Hawaii. And I was like, Pensacola don't look like that, And it was like, it was so bothersome, like Pensacola, Florida. And then you're looking at it like, that's not us. Maybe it's in the future. And no. They just filmed it somewhere. That was like so egregious. Like they're actually filming it in Pensacola. Like that's it. The movie set in Pensacola, and yet they filmed it somewhere else. It's like, oh, it just hurts. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, let's get traffic on the fives.
Roads are looking good this afternoon with I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns on Pine Forest. We have slow-moving traffic in between 9 Mile and I-10 in both directions. We still have some slow traffic on Blue Angel Parkway right near Mobile Highway and Pine Forest. We had an accident there just a little while ago, causing some slight delays. And we are also checking in clear on 98 there at Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point. Going into Navarre from Windhaven Beach, we do have some slow traffic, but no accident to report, just some typical afternoon delays. We do have gallery night going on tonight, as well as a Blue Wahoos game, so it's going to get busy in downtown Pensacola and have Palafox closed off for gallery night, so just keep that in mind. See something else on the road, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. Some of the other Florida legislative update. The legislature did not deal with a ban on outdoor balloon releases. That's been something that has been discussed quite a few times in the past, because particularly not like, well, I guess even here, because like people release a bunch of balloons for maybe a gender reveal or some sort of party thing or something. And then all the balloons will go over the ocean, pop, and then you got all this plastic right there in the ocean that, you know, the turtles and stuff we'll get into. So you got all that kind of stuff. We already mentioned this before, the defamation law that would basically allow politicians to sue the media easier over defamation. That bill died in the legislature. And then there was, the venomous reptile penalty has advanced to in the Senate now. So this was, if you bring in any non-native venomous reptiles, then that'll create a problem. So the House went ahead and passed a bill on Osborne Reef. Now the Senate version is hitting the Senate floor for them to vote on. So we're getting down towards the end of the legislative session. Next week will probably be a lot more about budgets and dealing with and trying to do budget reconciliation and things like that. So, all right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Oh, one more deal I forgot. The legislature went ahead and approved giving charter school students more choice on where they can play sports. So students who are attending charter schools, if they want to play sports, they will be able to play at certain private schools. Right now it's required that if they're going to play sports, they got to play at the public school system. This would give them more options to go play for private schools in the area, which there's concerns about that maybe this is a roundabout way that private schools could recruit good athletes. And instead of having to have them enrolled in their school, they'll go to charter school. And in fact, that's an issue that came up after we talked about this a couple weeks ago about the voucher system. Somebody brought up to me off air. They go, my concern is that if everybody in Florida can get a voucher to put your kid in school, in private school or charter school, then what's keeping private schools now from starting to recruit top athletes and just basically turning their school into this athletic mecca? And I'm like, yeah, nothing. Yeah, I mean, what will? I mean, there, you got some states that have banned, like they try to ban that in a high school level. I've talked about this before. I was a victim of that in Tennessee because they accused the private school I went to of recruiting me from the public school system. And you have to like prove, no, they weren't recruiting me. They weren't doing all this. It's like ridiculous. It's like, so what if they are? It's high school. I mean, it's not like, I mean, it's amateur stuff. Who cares if they are? But some states have a problem with that. And obviously, a couple people have already brought that up to me here. I'm afraid that it's going to turn certain schools. And now if you're allowing them to say, you don't have to attend school here, you can go to this charter school over there, but play for us. Oh boy. All right. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, I guess if people want to do a workaround in order to build some sort of athletic mecca, then okay. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, Top Trending News with Joe Ford in the newsroom.
Cheese!
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Oh boy. Bobby, Sudan's warring forces are calling a three-day truce for the Muslim holiday Eid Mubarak. The country's rapid support forces militia and Sudan armed forces have been fighting for a week, leaving more than 400 people dead. The pause will allow people to evacuate safely, gather with family for the holiday, and find food. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is considering a run for president in 2024. Christie attacked former President Trump during a town hall in New Hampshire, saying his policy and character failures would only become worse if he were elected to the White House. The families of the 61 people who died in the 2017 Las Vegas mass shooting are officially getting payouts from the shooter's estate. The man had $1.3 million in assets. Each family will get nearly $20,000. And Russia is premiering the first feature film shot in space. The Challenge was shot on the International Space Station back in 2021 when Russia sent an actor and a film director to the station for a 12-day shoot. The film is about a surgeon who was sent to the space station to save an injured cosmonaut.
Yeah, very interesting one right there as well. You know, going back to Chris Christie, I mean, he basically said a few weeks ago that he would run if... Like, he would run to stop Trump. Like, he feels like he could stop Trump. And so I was like, okay, that'll be kind of interesting.
I mean,
I don't know if he what gives him the confidence that he would be able to get votes away from Trump. But, yeah, that seems kind of okay. Something is telling Chris Christie he could pull votes away from Trump. I don't know why he thinks that.
I don't know. You know, he's got such a sweet, cushy gig on ABC, you know, next to David Muir on their election coverage. I don't know. Maybe he'll go back to that, you know, after he drops out of the race after, like, the second primary. But, I don't see it. But, hey, it's not my money.
Yeah, there you go. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. We are looking good this Friday afternoon on our roads. Major highway I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. Highway 90 throughout Milton and Pace also looking good. And 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. Nothing too bad to slow you down as you are going into Navarre from Windhaven Beach. You will see some everyday afternoon traffic, but nothing too bad. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line. And again, this traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. They're celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. Call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Coming up here next, got your daily dad joke for you on News Radio 92.3. Plus, Pensacola is looking at possibly getting rid of a downtown skateboard ban. What are your thoughts on that? 850-437-1620. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's Daily Dad Joke.
Why did the biology teacher break up with the physics teacher? There was no chemistry. I like goofy dad jokes. The downtown skateboard ban might get lifted. I'm all for it. I've always been against. I mean, full disclosure, I was a skater in my teen years, all the way till in my 20s, and so any skateboard ban to me is like, no, I don't like them. But I know a lot of people like skateboard bans because they're afraid they might get hurt.
The young gun with the quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming. Wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the-
pick a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Hey, the Fiesta Pensacola Crawfish Festival is coming up April 28th through April 30th at Seville Square in Fountain Park. Come check out one of the top 20 events in the Southeast. And also, the Dixon Dub comes up that weekend as well, Friday the 28th at the Hilton at Pensacola Beach. This is the Dixon School of Arts and Sciences putting on a lip-syncing battle. So it'll be pretty fun out there. So you got music, laughter, food, and fun to help support Dixon School of Arts and Sciences. You can check out more information on our website, newsradio923.com. And then coming up on Tuesday, Bands on the Beach is back thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority. It's going to be at the Gulfside Pavilion at 7 o'clock. And this week's the Bay Bridge Band. So be sure to check the Bay Bridge Band out this Tuesday. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top three stories, and then we'll get into your sports hit. President Biden could announce his 2024 re-election campaign as soon as next week. Radio host Larry Elder has announced his 2024 bid for Republican candidate for president. And White House officials are at the center of the Hunter Biden probe, including Merrick Garland. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All right. NBA playoffs starts tonight at 6 o'clock on ESPN. Boston takes on Atlanta at 7:30 on ABC. Cleveland plays the Knicks. And at 8:30 on ESPN, Denver Nuggets take on the Minnesota Timberwolves. NHL hockey playoffs begins on TBS. Carolina Hurricanes play the Islanders at 6 on TNT. At 6:30 is Boston against the Florida Panthers. And then at 8:30, back over on TBS is Dallas against Minnesota. And at 9 o'clock on TNT, Edmonton against LA. Major League Baseball earlier today, the Cubs beat the Dodgers. The Tampa Bay Rays are playing the White Sox. The game just started right now, so still scoreless. Miami Marlins are supposed to be playing the Cleveland Guardians, but that game has been postponed. Then Apple TV Plus has three games on tonight, one of which is the Atlanta Braves, but that's the second game. First one is at 6:05 on Apple TV Plus. Toronto Blue Jays play the Yankees at 6:20. Houston against the Atlanta Braves. And then at 9:15, the Mets against the Giants. So those are the games you can catch on television tonight. Let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf, and I'll give you your sports news.
Our roads are looking good this afternoon. I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns. Pine Forest in between 9 Mile and I-10 expect some slow-moving traffic, but south of the interstate looking good. And on a Blue Angel, Lillian Highway, Fairfield, nothing to slow you down. We do have some slow traffic in downtown Pensacola. We have gallery night going on tonight as well as a Blue Wahoos game in this evening. So it's just a little busy off of Main Street in Palafox Place. But if you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So NFL news, the NFL has suspended 5 players for gambling violations. Oh, boy. Yeah. So you would think they would learn from Pete Rose and then from Calvin Ridley being suspended a year last year, but no, they 5 other players. Victor Wembanyama, he is the favorite to go number one in the NBA draft, and he is now officially declared for the NBA draft. The Toronto Raptors have fired their head coach Nick Nurse after they missed the playoffs. He led the team to its only NBA title in 2018-2019. And the NCAA football committee has approved a running clock after first downs in order to help speed the game up. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So this week in science, let's take a little look back here. The NASA satellite that fell back to Earth, remember they were saying there's a chance it could have human contact. Well, it didn't. It landed in the Sahara Desert, so nobody was hurt. There was a flash in the sky over Ukraine, so people thought it landed there, but that was just a meteor. Just happened to be around the same time that the satellite hit the Sahara Desert. In other space news, the Starship launch was a big success for SpaceX, even though it exploded 4 minutes later. Pentagon released some crazy new footage of a UFO filmed in the Middle East last year. We covered that yesterday a little bit. In moon news, There was a hybrid solar eclipse over Australia yesterday. And these people were shocked to find out that Australians see the moon upside down compared to the way we see it. So, okay. And then, which makes sense. That's like that for the entire southern hemisphere, actually. Then in 420 news, I should have covered this story yesterday. I didn't. A study found that marijuana given to worms actually gives the worms the munchies. That's right. So one, and actually, but you know, one of the medical marijuana purposes of marijuana is for people who have chemo and other treatments where they lose their appetite, have them smoke some marijuana and that gives them their appetite back. And so apparently it works for worms as well. So kind of interesting. I don't know why somebody would study that, but there you go. In AI news, artificial intelligence news, ChatGPT's parent company is now working on putting it in robots. Didn't I say that was the next phase? That's right. So intelligent Android robots could be right around the corner. A team in NYU figured out what makes your hair go gray. And they say it could be reversible. That's right. They didn't tell us exactly what they just said. They know what makes it go gray. They're working obviously on the treatment to see if they can reverse that. And they also proved that cranberry juice does prevent UTIs. I know a lot of people take cranberry juice to like get over the UTI, but apparently taking it can prevent it from happening in the first place. And they are also a new study has gotten us one step closer to male birth control pills, which has been in the works for a long time. Women are like, why are we the ones always having to do this? And so, and dudes are like, because the only option for dudes is, you know, some sort of prophylactic or snip, snip. And so now there's a male birth control pill in the works. And I think that was the well, there was one other AI news. I might as well share it. One other AI news, an AI expert, one of these guys that's doing the advanced AI stuff like ChatGPT stuff, he predicts that in 5 to 10 years, that's it, 5 to 10 years, nearly everyone will have a friend who's artificial intelligence. Yeah. Well, we'll all have some sort of artificial intelligence friend. And he says even AI relationships like in the movie Her will be common. And then we might be able to hang out with the artificial intelligence friend through like virtual reality or augmented reality glasses and stuff. I watched this recent episode of the TV show. Oh, what is this? Is American Auto? And it's on Peacock and NBC. And I was like, and so I kind of watched it as a background show. But they just had a recent episode where somebody was chatting with AI and thought it was a real person and like built like this relationship with this person.
That doesn't surprise me at all, though.
Yeah.
Do you think of all the lonely people out there and then that like don't have someone to respond to them?
Not just lonely people, though. There's a lot of people who don't find connection.
Yeah.
Like you might have a lot of friends, but not anybody you really feel like you can confide in and talk to about stuff. And if artificial intelligence is smart and they can figure out your nuances and they like go through all your social media and they go through all the, oh, this is the kind of person you like and this is the kind of thing like I'm not even talking romantically, I'm talking about just as a connection of somebody you could talk to and then it learns your needs and it learns like it can sense your tone and so it starts to it's like Yeah.
I kind of want an AI friend.
Yeah, no, I need an AI friend. Exactly. You'll never believe what happened to me at work today. This guy texted in and said, I'm a moron.
Again.
It's the same person. So it's it's just kind of weird. And it's like somebody last week was like, you sure talk a lot about AI because it's freaking me out because it's like, like Elon Musk said, it's moving fast, like it's here. Like the stuff we used to watch in movies, I'm like, that'll be weird when that happens. And it's like here now, and it's moving quickly. That's why it freaks me out. It's so weird. Yeah, here's a text. I'm not a cyber terrorist. I have an AI friend. Yep. Just my AI friend did this. You know what? That's what I need. I need a best friend AI who can go hack like billionaires' accounts and just siphon just a little bit. Like they won't even notice it. Just siphon off of their bank accounts. Okay, leave the billionaires alone unless they're Russian billionaires. Go hack the Russian billionaires and just siphon it into my account. Think we can all agree that's okay. Look, I'll share it. We'll have a news radio listener trust that our AI friends will build for us. That they'll funnel, they just funnel oligarchs, Russian oligarchs' money. Just a little bit, not enough for them to notice, just a little bit, just siphoning just all these oligarchs and stuff, and then Chinese oligarchs, and just get all, just siphoning off into them, and we have the News Radio 923 trust fund that we just all kind of just live off of. And it's like our AI friends set this up for us. So kind of them. It's because they love us. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's coming up here next. Quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom, plus your top stories at foxnews.com. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. We're talking about artificial intelligence, a couple new updates that came out this past week in science. One of them said, I don't need an AI friend. I got a dog. Amen to that. There you go. Here's another one that says, yeah, instead of BFF, we're going to have BFAIs or BAIFs. Like best, will you be my BAIF, my best AI friend? So, all right, let's get traffic on the fives.
Traffic update brought to you by David's Catfish House. We're looking good on our roads. That's going to include I-10 and I-110, as well as 29 and 90 throughout Pensacola. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, please give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. And again, this traffic report is presented by David's Catfish on Dogwood Drive in Milton. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Well, Bobby, the Supreme Court this hour is ruling the abortion pill mifepristone can stay on the market. So that was the ruling issued today.
There you go.
Manslaughter charges against Alec Baldwin formally dropped today by prosecutors. Special prosecutors in filing to dismiss the charges, citing new facts that demand further investigation. And as you said last hour, this presumes that based on whatever investigation uncovers, they could elect to refile charges or perhaps file new ones if they deem it necessary. The families of the 61 people who died in the 2017 Las Vegas mass shooting are officially getting payouts from the shooter's $1.3 million estate. Each family will get nearly $20,000. The NFL announcing suspensions for 5 players for violating its gambling policies. Lions receivers Jamison Williams and Stanley Berryhill got 6 games. Quintez Cephas and C.J. Moore of the Lions and Shaka Tony of the Commanders all are suspended indefinitely.
All right, there you go. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top stories on foxnews.com. Reporters grill Jean-Pierre, Karine Jean-Pierre, for dodging Trump questions. She basically said, look, I'm not going to talk about his – I didn't talk about his candidacy before. I'm not going to talk about his candidacy going forward. Other top stories on foxnews.com is the next steps between Hunter Biden and the Department of Justice and a federal probe have been revealed. Basically, the investigation is escalating. And then there's a trans woman, so it's a male who's identifying as female, 18 years old, showered with 4 14-year-old high school girls, accused of violating privacy. It's happened in Wisconsin, and I was stunned when I saw that article, just absolutely stunned. All right, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
The 4th president, James Madison, and the 12th president, Zachary Taylor, were second cousins. That makes them closer than Teddy Roosevelt and Franklin Roosevelt. They were 5th cousins. So studies have found that the middle stall in a public bathroom are actually the dirtiest. The cleanest is the first stall. And the first time Google changed its logo to one of its doodles was August 30th, 1998, 6 days before they even incorporated the company. The doodle was in honor of Burning Man, which is where the two founders were going that weekend. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.